The starting from the findings today. Luckily, it was a dry day, so useful information both from the C5 compound and the prototype they have tested today. Starting from the C5, we believe that the delta lap time between the C4 and C5 is in the range of 0.7 seconds per lap. That is obviously affecting the qualifying tomorrow, because if they want to plan a race on one-stop strategy, they have for sure start on the medium and move to the hard, being one step softer than last week. If they are forced to qualifying with a softer, the strategy has to be at two stops, almost cannot say impossible, but obviously it's very difficult and is not an advantage to plan a one-stop strategy using soft and hard. Probably also the mileage of the two compounds is not enough. We have to look at the data collected today. Temperature were much lower compared to last week. That means that the soft compound is working well, at least for one lap, but they are going to avoid the soft compound for the race because it is too soft or it is close to a qualifying tire. That's why I feel that the hard and the medium are the key compounds for the race. With this temperature, we had some graining, not too much, but some graining on the soft compound, a bit of abrasion on the medium, nothing on the hard compound. The rest is quite, I mean, there is not a lot of additional information compared to last week. Moving to the prototype tire, it has been tested quite a lot today, but they have also the possibility to test it again tomorrow morning. It was decided together with the FIA to give the option to the teams to test the prototypes in P1, P2, or P3, because the weather forecast for today was wet, was rain, and therefore we decided in advance, and the FIA agreed to our request to give the teams the possibility to test also in P3. So not all the teams completed their run plan on the prototype. The general feedback that I collected is that the proto is behaving in a very similar way compared to the C4 compound baseline, so the medium they have for the race. We have used the, and we have asked the teams to use the tire, the rear tire, at the pressure that was 2 PSI lower compared to the baseline. This is a way to compensate the additional vertical stiffness of the new construction. And in fact, the feedback from drivers were positive. I mean, somebody found a bit more traction in the first laps, and somebody commented that the new prototype is very, very similar to the current C4. But at the end of the day, it was the target, because we know that the new construction is more robust, that we want to introduce it to have an additional margin on this new construction, but we didn't want to change the behavior and the balance, or to ask the teams to make any setup adjustment when they move to the new construction. That was confirmed in general, and this is the information that I've collected today. Do you have any specific question, Julien?
Ciao, Mario. How did you manage to offer a new rear tire construction so quickly after Baku? Because I assume this is in response to Baku.
Yeah, of course. And the reason why we had this new construction ready was because when we were developing the tires that we tested in Portimão last year, we tested some prototypes, and obviously the deadline to homologate the tire was just after Portimão. But when we tested tires in Portimão, then we had some ideas. That is something that happened quite often when you are developing something, you do you do a new construction, you test the new construction, it's positive, and you have another idea of an additional step. And this is exactly what happened. So we had another idea of an additional step following this homologation, and we decided to make some prototypes to be tested indoor. And when we tested the new prototypes indoor, we found that this new idea was bringing an additional margin to the integrity test. And so we said, okay, let's use this idea for the 18 inches tires, because it's a good idea also for the 18 inches tires. And that was all, basically. So we didn't do anything else. Then after Baku, we investigated on the causes of the failure. We found that it was due to running conditions. We provided the report to the FIA. We discussed the report with the teams and also with the drivers, because I attended also the driver's briefing in Paul Ricard. And then talking to different people, it was decided by the FIA to upgrade the technical directive. That is something that you already know. But also there was the possibility to have something new. And I don't remember exactly who asked for that, but I remember in one of the meetings, in one of the discussions, somebody said, but in case, do you have also the possibility to work on the tire, to work on the construction? Not because it's not safe, because the tire that we have now, if you operate the tire in the right condition, it's okay. But just to have an additional margin, because it is a fact that we don't have a standard sensor in 2021. So even if with a new technical directive, there is a lot more now to control the tires, but still we don't have the possibility to police the running pressure. And we said, we have a construction. The construction is there. We tested in October, November last year. So we can make some prototypes and give the prototypes to you for testing in Austria, which we did. And obviously it was a very fast reaction, I would say, because even if the specification was available, we had to make and to manufacture the prototypes and bring them to Spielberg. It was important for us. It was important to take this option, and we did it. And now they are testing the prototypes. So the prototypes are positive in terms of drivability. That was the only information we were missing, because as I said, we already tested the prototypes on the integrity side, and we already designed the prototypes. So part of the time that we lose for designing and testing were already done. And we had just to build it was not easy, but we had to build the prototypes and bring them to Austria, which we did. And now the final step was to test in on track. And the test is positive. I want to wait until tomorrow, because some of the teams are planning to run them again tomorrow morning, and then we take the final decision. Ed.
Yeah, it sounds like, from what you said based on today and even before, that you're very confident that the tyres will be used at Silverstone. Is it now kind of close to certain, pending that final completion of the analysis? There's not been anything, any objection even from one team or the odd driver to make you doubt it?
No, I didn't have any objection. I didn't have any negative comment. I didn't collect anything that is taking me to think that there is no a good reason to introduce the prototype in Silverstone. As you said, we are going to receive the data tonight. So we want to take a bit of time to analyze the data, to finalize also collecting the feedback also tomorrow morning. But to be honest, I don't see a reason why we shouldn't introduce it in Silverstone. Final confirmation tomorrow, anyway. Adam.
Hi, yeah, I spoke to an engineer just now who had very positive things to say, or positive feedback from his drivers. And he was stressing that the two PSI made a big difference in terms of the drivers being comfortable. Are you confident that delta can stay for Silverstone, that you'll be a couple of PSI lower than where you would have been with the other tyres?
Absolutely. The delta that we have here is to compare the tyres in the same condition. The point is that Silverstone is a completely different circuit. We have to account for the load, the speed, and basically we got the simulation for Silverstone from the teams. So we are making our calculation. So if we have to base our minimum pressure on the current tire, and it is, 24 PSI, using the new tire is 22. But in terms of absolute value, I cannot tell you now which is, or if we can make a comparison to last year, because cars are different. We are starting to see that the load and the speed and the general performance of the car, not the performance, but the stress they are putting on the tire is in line or higher compared to last year. And obviously we need to base our prescriptions on the data that we receive. On circuits that are well known, they are quite accurate, I would say. Sometimes we found differences between simulations and telemetry, but on new circuits where they don't have a lot of data, but Silverstone or here in Spielberg, when we receive the simulations, they're quite accurate. So we are making our calculation, and yeah, there is a difference in pressure. That is also why we wanted to introduce a new construction, but in terms of absolute value, it has to be considered according to the stress on the tire.
Did you have any feedback on the aero side, or is it just too early? People haven't processed their data yet.
I just had a feedback by voice, not based on that analysis, but I believe that because the new construction has no differences in profile, the new construction is not affecting basically the aero of the car.
So there's no difference in the flex at speed. The shape is not different from.
No, because we compensated the additional vertical stiffness of the new construction with a lower pressure. So basically the tire is not working in a way that is different compared to the previous one. And this is also witnessed by the fact that some of the drivers said that was almost transparent. Darshan.
Yeah. Hi, Mario. Just on British TV, can you tell us the number of sets that will be available to the drivers for the British GP, and what tires the Saturday race will take place on, and also if the Q2 rule will remain at the same for the Sunday race where the top 10 will start on the Q2 tires?
You are talking about Silverstone, you said?
Yeah.
Now, if we talk about spring qualifying, you know that there is a new set of rules, and the new set of rules is that even if they go through Q2 with any of the compound, there is no obligation to start the race with that compound, also because the final grid is defined by the spring qualifying. So there are some differences. Also, the breakdown of the sets for Silverstone is not too hard, 3 medium and 8 soft, but it is too hard, 4 mediums and 6 soft, because there is one less set of slick, but one additional set of intermediates. So the total number is the same, but with a different distribution. And and then there is also all the rest of the rules that are in place for the spring qualifying.
What tires they will start the Saturday race on? Will it be the medium tire or the soft tire?
They are free to decide what they want for the sprint race. There is no obligation on starting on a specific compound, and there is no obligation to make a pit stop. That means that I don't believe that anybody is starting on the soft compound, because obviously you have to run 100 kilometers, so you need a more consistent tire unless you are not planning a pit stop. But on a short race like that, having a pit stop is not convenient. So it's a sprint qualifying because they start and finish without any pit stop. Julien?
Thanks, Mario. If we go back to the new tire construction, from a fan's point of view, are you not worried that introducing this new construction could be seen as Pirelli admitting quietly that maybe there was something wrong with the current specification in terms of image?
But, you know, you can read it as you want, because at the end of the day, it's always a delicate topic. But I believe that we explain very clearly what happened in Baku and the reason why the failure happened. We have been as transparent as we can, but we explain everything. And the new construction is just an additional margin that we want to take. To be honest, I feel quite stupid if we have a new construction in the pocket that is available and it's giving us an additional margin without, as I said, any difference in drivability, not to introduce it. It makes no sense. You know that each team is developing the car. There was a lot of discussion about the fact that some teams are freezing the current car to be concentrated on next year cars, but what I'm seeing is that the cars are have been developed, and that there is a lot of battle, especially in the midfield. At the top, between Mercedes and Red Bull, for sure, but in the midfield, we have at least four or five teams that are fighting for a position, and they want to keep the best position at the end of the year. So I don't believe that all the development of the car is frozen until the end of the year.
Did you wish you had more time last year to homologate the construction?
Sorry?
Did you wish you had more time last year? Like the deadline was later, so you could have, you know, this new construction.
But last year it was so difficult because you know, we already started to develop the 18 inch tires, then we had to stop, then there was the pandemic, then the calendar was completely reshuffled, and then we had to consider reopening the development of the 13 inch tires without any possibility to test, because basically the days that are allocated for our tire development tests were cancelled. It was not possible to move from one country to the other. So yeah, I would like to have more time. I would have liked to have more time, but we have to be realistic. And in a situation like the one we had last year, it was almost a miracle to have 17 races in a championship, to have been able to modify the technical regulation, to reduce a little bit of downforce, to design a new tire, or a slightly revised tire, because I cannot talk about a new tire, without also changing the profile, because one of the conditions we accepted last year was to design a rear tire without changing the profile. And the profile is an important element of design. So we have so many constraints that, of course, you always want to more time for homologating the tire. Okay. Thank you very much, as usual. And sorry for being late today, but we had to change a little bit of the schedule. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Grazie, Mario.